Planning a wedding can be intimidating, but finding the perfect suit shouldn't be. Indochino makes it easy to get a custom suit right from home. Fine-tune every detail and design a suit tailored perfectly to your body and your personality, starting at just $499. Get a wedding suit as unique as you with Indochino. Go to Indochino.com and use code PODCAST to get 10% off any purchase of $399 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code PODCAST.
We continue. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. My next guest has been the head coach of the Baylor Bears with their men's basketball team since 2003. He cut down the nets, winning it all in 2021 in the NCAA tournament. And now he's the recipient of the 2023 Athletes in Action John Wooden Keys to Life Award. For more information, visit keystolife.us. And that is the head coach of Baylor in Scott Drew. Coach, first off, congratulations. Appreciate the time. How are you?
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be on your show. And I got a question for you. Do you like DeLisandro's or Chubby's Philly cheesesteak better?
Wow. You did some
I'm a DeLisandro's guy, so that's why I'm asking.
Well, I know the owners of DeLisandro's, so I'm a DeLisandro's guy.
DeLisandro's, okay.
Unbiasedly, DeLisandro's is the better cheesesteak. How about that, Coach? Doing a little research from my college days back when I was a Temple Owl.
Hey, by the way, what's your best Matt Rhule story before we go on?
Wow. So you know a lot about me then. My best Matt Rhule story.
Love Matt Rhule.
You know what? Probably when I was at a practice of his. He did like these 5:30 a.m. Coach Chaney style type of practices. And Coach, I'll be honest with you. I was probably hungover coming out of my fraternity house, waking up early to go to this practice. And he said to me, you have to watch Hassan Reddick, 58. I had no clue who the heck he was, and now we all know what Hassan Reddick's gone on to do in the NFL.
Yep, I can tell you that's impressive. You were there for 5:30 practice. Yeah. I think I would have showed up a little late after stretching.
Yeah, as a college student, I don't know how the players ended up navigating through those practices.
Yeah.
So Coach Drew,
Rhule's done a great job there and everywhere he's been.
Well, Coach, what does this mean to you? Obviously, we all know the importance that Coach John Wooden has had on this sport to win this award named after him. What does it mean to you?
Well, first of all, anytime you have your name associated with Coach Wooden, you know it's a great honor and you're extremely humbled and grateful. At the same time, we call them team awards at Baylor because we know that it takes a team to win. You have to have great coaches, great staff, administration, and obviously players. So very, very excited about that. And I love what the breakfast is about, what the whole event stands for.
When you look back at this season, I know you guys wanted to obviously go further in the NCAA tournament. You're just coming off the loss to Creighton, which has been an exceptional basketball team. How do you kind of reflect on this season that you guys just had?
Well, you know, in the NCAA tournament, everybody is upset except for one team. And we've been blessed to be that one team. And that's a heck of a feeling. At the same time, every tournament, there's highs and there's lows. And with us, we played a good first game. Second game, Creighton beat us. So you look back on the year, we were the 9th overall seed. Going into the year, we were the winningest Power 5 program in the country in the last 3 years. I think we might be first or second now. And then one of 3 or 4 teams to be a top 3 seed in the last 3 or 4 years. So a lot of consistency. Come tournament time, anything can happen, and that's why it's called March Madness. If they wanted the best teams to win, it'd be 3 out of 5 or 4 out of 7. But in a one-game, 40-minute time period with 18 to 23-year-olds, you don't know what's going to happen. So you want to be at your best. Creighton was better than us. They set an NCAA record, 22 free throws in a row, tied the record with Fordham in 1971. So the record was good enough to stand for over 50 years. So they really played well and earned the victory, and Coach McDermott does a great job.
Like you said, you've been on both sides of it. You've had the highest of highs in this sport, winning the NCAA championship a few years ago, and you guys just had a dominant run. All these years later, Coach Scott Drew, what's the lasting memory that you always hold on to with that group of guys that you won a championship with?
Well, being able to celebrate with them, not just the championship game, but the whole time in the bubble. I mean, we're the only team to ever win at the NCAA tournament in a bubble. So we got the blueprint for that, I guess. really, when our coaching staff reflected back, the time we spent with them at meals and in our team room, that was probably the best, because we had a great group. And part of the reason we won was a big reason they love one another. And teams that, after a couple weeks in the bubble, wanted to get away from each other, you knew they weren't going to win. They were ready to go home. But we were like, it's a blessing every game. We wanted to stay in the bubble. So just those relationships, and they'll last a lifetime. As far as great memories, I think my first one was the 25th anniversary this year. My brother's shot yes. to beat Ole Miss at Valparaiso. And it was one of those aha moments when they asked, well, what does your players think of that? And I started thinking, that was 25 years ago. None of our guys were born then. So, man, I'm getting old.
So for you, when you win a national championship, obviously, everyone praises the job that you did at your program, and we know the work that went into it when you had to take over, the circumstances you did back in 2003. Now it's like bizarre, because whenever a big job opens up, I always see your name, especially now in the gambling world, like right at the top of the odds. Is it bizarre to you when people ask you, why haven't you left it? And what is the reason why you've always wanted to remain at Baylor?
So they have gambling stuff on that too, huh?
Yeah, you could gamble on anything today.
Well, unfortunately for Vegas, because they usually know what they're talking about. So if they lost some money if they bet on me, because this year 20 here. I've really been blessed at Baylor to be able to be at a place where I've had two unbelievable athletic directors in Mac Rhodes. Our current athletic director is one athletic director of the year a couple times. He's the one that hired Matt Rhule. I mean, he's an unbelievable person to work under and for. And our president, Linda Livingstone, and her husband Brad played college basketball at Oklahoma State. They're unbelievable leaders for the university, and great for the coaches, because they really understand college athletics. So when you're in a place that you like the leadership, you like the community, you love what the school stands for, we're the largest Baptist school in the nation. Denominations don't matter, but we get to prepare champions for life. And that's spiritual, it's academic, it's character formation along with athletic. And to see our players play professionally and then be successful husbands and fathers and have careers after that and be able to be a part of that, that's what makes coaching so fun.
Just wondering, since we started this conversation, you bring it up, Matt Rhule. Obviously, there's been a lot of good coaches at Baylor, Kim Mulkey as well. I was joking around mm-hmm. with Dave Aranda after you won the Big 12 championship. Coach, you won. You're allowed to smile now and not be so serious on the sideline. What do you kind of learn from someone in a different sport like a Dave Aranda, or women's basketball in a Kim Mulkey you had a long relationship with?
Well, the great thing is there's so many outstanding coaches and leaders that have come through Baylor, and you can learn from watching practices just how they conduct things. You can watch how they run their programs. I know our head coaches' meetings, we share different ideas, and that's been very educational for me. But what you love being in a smaller school like this is you spend a lot of time with people. And when you spend those times where you're able to pick their brain, there's a lot of things I've taken from all different sorts of coaches that have been successful at Baylor. And that could be spiritual, academic advice, could be character, team building, to running competitive drills and their philosophy on eating, sleeping, whatnot. So thanks for asking. Coach Rhule, basketball coaches, football coaches always spend a lot of time together. And I spent time with him and learned from him, and was cheering hard for him in the NFL. Hopefully we don't ever play Nebraska. Dave Rand is an outstanding coach, someone that is one of the smartest people in the profession. And I can tell you that just how he runs their program, it's really impressive how detail-oriented he is. And obviously, Coach Mulkey won a couple championships here and ran an outstanding program, as did other sports that have been ranked number one or won national championships here.
So you obviously know Jerome Tang very well. He was worked with you all the way since you guys started at Baylor at 2003. How has he been able to do what we're seeing out of his Kansas State basketball program? Because, Coach, March is all about special stories. This is just truly a remarkable story, what he's done in year one.
Well, first, Coach Tang and I were together for 19 years, and he loves to eat as much as I do. Now, I think he likes Chubbies a little bit more. So,
we got to knock some sense into him, all right?
we got to keep working on him. But I can tell you that there was no surprise for me that he was going to be as successful as he's been. You can't predict when you're going to win National Coach of the Year, and he should win that, and he's got my vote. What's great about the staffs that I've been able to work with at Baylor, we all learned from each other, and Coach Driscoll was the first one to leave at North Florida and did a great job early on there, and their program continues to evolve, and he's a great leader of men, and Coach McCaslin is one and been in the tournament and won in the tournament. Coach Mills at Oral Roberts, been in the tournament, won in the tournament. And then Coach Tang already in the Sweet 16, hoping we see him in Houston in the Final Four.
Wrapping up with Scott Drew, UCLA Gonzaga, you've seen both of those programs this year. We all remember the last time they met in NCAA tournament. I can't wait for that matchup coming up later in the week, Coach.
Well, there's a lot of matchups you can't wait for, and that's what makes March Madness March Madness. Whenever you think that there's a game that's going to be boring or that's an easy win, those are usually where the upsets occur. So, again, that's why it's so hard to – I mean, you think about it. Every year after the first weekend, nobody's got a perfect bracket. That just tells you how hard – there's over 5 million brackets filled out and zero perfect after the first weekend again this year. I mean, that's the parity and how hard it is to win in this tournament.
Well, the parity is such a neat thing because now it's three straight years of 15 taken down to two. We've seen two 16s now beat a one. It really makes you feel like any school has a shot to win a game in this tournament now.
100%. And there's so many good basketball players, so many good coaches, so many good programs with the COVID year. At the end of the day, I always tell our freshmen, what 13-year-old has beaten you? And I mean, 18-year-olds are going against 23-year-olds. I mean, the playing field is level.
Last thing I'll ask you, just inside your conference, Rodney Terry had to take over during some tough circumstances. Texas hasn't missed a beat. Just as a coach, Scott Drew, what impressed you about what Coach Terry's been able to do?
Well, first, he's in the Big 12, so Big 12, we stick together right now, and hopefully they win a championship while they're in the Big 12. When they go to the SEC, we won't cheer for them anymore. But the one thing that Coach Terry has done is the team, once Coach Beard left, stayed together and continued to improve and get better, because teams that don't improve throughout the year are done playing, and they've gotten better. We split with them this year, and I thought just what he's been able to do and not miss a beat. It's a great staff they have, and they put together a great roster. So it's fun to watch.
Well, he's a DeLisandros man. Yeah, right. He's a DeLisandros man. He's a national champion. He's also the 2023 winner of the Coach Wooden Keys to Life Award. He is Scott Drew. Coach, great to reconnect to you. Appreciate the time. Thank you.
Appreciate you. And we like recruiting out there, and we like eating out there. So we'll be back.
Anytime you're in the New York Philly area, let me know. Thanks so much, Coach.
Planning a wedding is intimidating, but finding the perfect suit shouldn't be. Design your dream suit at Indochino.com and use code PODCAST for 10% off any purchase of $399 or more. That's INDOCHINO.com, code PODCAST.